French, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's National Disaster Mitigation Agency confirmed 15 people died in a flash flood that struck a gold mining site in Jim Village, Chatubo, Arfak Mountains District, West Papua. Head of the agency's Data Information and Communication, Abdul Muhari, noted on Friday, a total of 15 bodies have been found from Sunday to Wednesday, May 21st. Four other individuals are still reported missing and are being searched for by a joint team. The agency reported the flash flood occurred around 9 p.m. local time, following nearly 7 hours of heavy rainfall in the Arfak Mountains area. Indonesian Youth and Sports Minister Dito Aryo Tejo emphasized the 2028 National Sports Week, which will be co-hosted by East Nusa Tenggara and West Nusa Tenggara provinces, will focus on sustainability. The minister, who officially opened the Paragliding Accuracy World Cup at Bukit Sky Lansing in Central Lombok District on Thursday, stated in the ministry's written statement on Friday, the central government, in collaboration with relevant stakeholders, will conduct a comprehensive evaluation following the implementation of the 2024 Aceh North Sumatra PON, or National Sports Week. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Cause you make this go your way. Know how to keep it. a secret.
Baby, be my heartbreak. Cause you make this go your way. No, to keep it silent. Confide on me in your space.
Don't need to hide it. Try finding me other way.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Aku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Caramu tersenyum tertawa dan merangkai canda buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara? Semua yang kau punya benar istimewa. Sayangnya sembunyikan rasa meski berlaga tak mau kau tahu ku merasakan yang sama. Caramu tersenyum tertawa merangkai canda buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara?
food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea, many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy. Others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is keyword of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is an Indonesian national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Your are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, now we inform you about a new species of orchid, Bulbopilum bukitrayaens, that has been discovered at the Bukit Baka Bukit Raya National Park in West Kalimantan, Indonesia. According to head of the Bureau of Public Relations and Foreign Cooperation of the Indonesian Forestry Ministry, Chris Dianto, the success of the National Parks Expedition team in finding this new orchid species deserves appreciation as it opens more opportunities to find other new species in Kalimantan. Therefore, further exploration is urgently needed. And hopefully it will lead to more discoveries of new biodiversity in Kalimantan. The new orchid species was found on Mount Bukit Raya at an altitude of around 1,320 meters in July 2024. The discovery was scientifically recognized and published in an international journal on May 9, 2025, with the orchid named Bulbopilum bukitrayaens after the location where it was discovered. And it is morphologically similar to Bulbopilum scabrum vermolen and lamed. The lower surface of the labellum or flower lip has a double wavy edge in both. And the discovery of the new species, according to Chris Dianto, is proof that tropical rainforest ecosystem in Kalimantan still holds extraordinary biodiversity potential and needs to be continuously maintained and studied more deeply for the sake of preserving nature and the nation's biological heritage.
Hear me, boy, when I call your name. When you look at me, you got me so excited. Touch me now, you know how. It's just me and you to get close forever.
Ooh, girl, every time you scream my name, you got me weak. I'll be sucker on my pride just to see you everywhere. You hit me with your love, falling down like feathers on the dove. I'll be down on you and let's get on tonight.
I've been sitting right here all day, all night. I'll be waiting right here all day, all night. On a dove, I'll be down on you and let's get on to love.
I'll be sitting right here all day, all night. I'll be waiting right here all day, all night. Oh baby, let me get back. Oh baby, let me get back. I'll be sitting right here all day, all night. I'll be waiting right here all day, all night. Oh baby, let me get back. Oh baby, let me get back.
Baby, get down, 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 down.
Can we get down?
escape. Get out the city, I can run away. And tell nobody how to stay so late. I'm going to a special hiding place. I'm packing light on one with pick a thing. Tell everybody to get in my way. Waited so long to feel so lonely. Clouded my mind, I need some space. Headed so far away, no one knows me.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Empal gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
engkaulah yang pertama dan engkau yang terakhir selalu.
I'll be mungkin hanya Tuhan yang tahu segalanya. Apa yang ku inginkan di saat-saat ini, kau takkan percaya. Kau selalu di hati. Haruskah ku menangis untuk mengatakan yang sesungguhnya? Kaulah segalanya untukku, kaulah curahan hati ini. Tak mungkin ku melupakanmu, tiada lagi yang ku harap, hanya kau seorang. Oh, kau takkan percaya. Kau selalu di hati. Haruskah ku menangis mengatakan yang sesungguhnya? Kaulah segalanya untukku, kaulah curahan hati ini. Tak mungkin ku melupakanmu, tiada lagi yang ku harap, hanya kau seorang.
Face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigaligali, a unique wooden doll from Tomok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigaligali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro.
Sigaligali ni sebenarnya dia.
Sigaligali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simanggale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simanggale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simanggale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigaligali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigaligali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigaligali comes from the word gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigaligali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigaligali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigaligali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigaligali statue at the performance venue in Tomok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigaligali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigaligali statues that we can see today at the Sigaligali performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sebenarnya gini, Bu, karena
well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that. So, when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manor Tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloths. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Map, especially regarding Sigale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratio Ngo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Bicara satu kali saja sebagai ungkapan kata perasaanku padamu. Telah cukup lama ku diam di dalam keheningan. Bibirku tak berdayanya tubuhku, dan ternyata cinta yang menguatkan aku, dan ternyata selalu setia menemani kesepianku, menjaga lelap tidurku, membasuhku setulusnya, dan ternyata cinta yang menguatkan aku. Menguatkan aku.
digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
Ale butet
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.